This election is about both flipping the Senate so that what gets talked about in committees and on agendas and committee work and then onto the floor is something that reflects my values. So yes, in one way, in one sense, it is about flipping the Senate to Democratic majority, but it's also about new faces, fresh voices, and we're already seeing that in the primaries. We know that six newcomers are going to be entering, hopefully, at least in January. And that, to me, is the bigger, more significant difference that we're going to see, because that can really, really bring change that the voters are clamoring for, especially with regard to transparency in Albany, changing the way business is done in Albany, and making sure that we fight corruption.
You're running against Republican Jim Todisco, who's very well known in the area. He was in the Assembly for a long time before being elected to the state Senate a couple of years ago. Is that a challenge going up against somebody who has so much name recognition?
Senator Todisco's name is our biggest challenge, that's for sure. What I have been surprised at in this campaign is how little folks know about his voting record. So he's known in the community. He comes to ribbon cuttings and many community events, which is wonderful and important. But when he gets to Albany, he doesn't vote my values. And when I looked at his voting record, I was surprised and unpleasantly surprised by the fact that he was voting to the opposite of many of my core values. So when voters have become more educated on what he's been doing in Albany, that's where the challenge lessens, and folks are surprised to hear how he's been representing us all along.
Do you have an example of something that your opponent has supported that you disagree with?
The Child Victims Act is probably the most disturbing one. So it's a law that would extend the statute of limitations for victims of childhood sexual assault. And it had passed the Assembly. It had the support of the governor, but it never got to a vote in the state Senate. And Senator Todisco voted to block the Child Victims Act from being heard. Child Victims Act is a law that would give survivors a way to name their attacker, to bring what's happened to them to light, to get justice. And because we know the rate of recidivism is so high in these cases, it would protect future victims of sexual assault. So I am most worried about the fact that Senator Todisco sides with predators and the institutions that protect them and not our kids.
I want to move on to health care. Do you disagree with the notion that it would be fiscally impossible to take on health care for all?
So thank you so much for asking about health care, because it is the number one issue I see every single day on the campaign trail. It is families really struggling to make ends meet because of the absolute overburden of healthcare costs right now. And I've met people all over our district who are making the choice between paying their mortgage and paying their medicine costs or their co-pays, even when they have insurance. And we're not getting any help out of DC anytime soon. And there's things that we can do to move towards universal healthcare in New York State. There is the New York Health Act, which would provide a single payer platform to do that. And bothers me so very much is that the Senate majority, the Republicans in the Senate, refused to even have the discussion. And Senator Todisco sat on the health care committee this past session and has done nothing to answer and address the concerns of so many struggling families. With regard to the cost, one thing that I think most folks don't hear or have a chance to understand is the hidden costs that are now in our healthcare delivery system, our healthcare insurance system. There are so many markups, kickbacks, rebates that aren't passed along that we would save money just by opening up the process, more transparency. The contracts between hospitals, healthcare systems, and the insurance companies or with pharmaceuticals are private contracts. So an employer, a single employer, has no ability to see what's in those contracts, yet they're beholden to pay those amounts. We need to open up those contracts. We need to figure out where are the hidden costs, because they are there. So to do that, the power of a single payer in New York would be immense. Our economy here in New York State is as big as Canada's. the fact that we could have the purchasing power to talk to directly to hospitals, healthcare systems, and pharmaceuticals to negotiate those prices cannot be understated. So those numbers and those forecasts don't include those types of savings at all.
What's your stance on gun control and the New York State SAFE Act?
I am a gun owner, and I see that the law in our country is well settled at this point. There is an individual right to own guns, but that's not without limitation. I am a responsible gun owner, and I expect my friends and neighbors to be responsible gun owners as well. So that, to me, means making sure that we have gun safes and safety locks on our triggers. And in fact, Aaron Glad in a neighboring Senate district proposes to have tax credits for gun safes and trigger locks. I support that wholeheartedly. We need to be talking about gun safety, and we also need to be talking about educating gun owners and what that means. And I foresee billboards about that and classes about that, more information, not less. We need to be talking more about this very important issue instead of letting it be so polarized that we can't talk across the table. I also believe that we need to address gun safety in a much broader sense. I am so proud that New York's part of a consortium of states that is studying gun violence, because I believe that with research-based responses, we'll be able to create good policy.